This is iRadio's
group chat.
If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.
Today on iRadio's group chat, I'm joined by Colm Skehan, a strength coach, trainee counsellor and therapist who's been sparking important conversations online about men's mental health. One of his recent TikToks, where he spoke about the internal pressure many men place on themselves, drew a lot of attention and some mixed reactions as well. While many resonated with the message, others argued that these struggles are not exclusive to men. Today, we're diving deeper into that conversation, exploring the mental challenges men face, the expectations they carry, and why Colm is passionate about helping men break unhealthy cycles through his work with Yana Empower. Colm, welcome to the show. To start off with, can you tell me a little bit about your background as a strength coach and a trainee counsellor and how those two worlds connect for you?
So I've been working as, I suppose, a fitness instructor for the last 15 years as well. Recently I started a college course to become a counsellor psychotherapist. And I suppose what I've noticed over the last number of years is that, like, you can train the body as much as you want it to, but I suppose some people often let the mental side of things slip a little bit as well. And I really enjoy helping people. But I think it goes far beyond the physical side of things as well. So I think just with what I'm doing, I definitely felt like that the mental side of things could be helped along a lot further by, I suppose, training professionally as well, like, because I think, you know, a lot of people will say that they're mindset coaches or some kind of professionals, but I suppose it's important to have that piece of paper behind you at the end of the day too. So helping people at a deeper level is definitely something I'm more passionate about. So
the qualifications, of course, very, very important, because there can be so many people well-meaningly spreading misinformation by mistake, you know, online. So it's important to have that piece of paper. But in one of your recent videos, you were talking about the pressure the men put on themselves, albeit particularly that can then go and affect mental health along the way. What are some of the most common pressures you see men struggling with at the minute?
I think one of the biggest ones is definitely body image and having to live up to certain expectations. And I guess the video I put out that you're referring to as well was just an accumulation of several different things I've been kind of seeing. And I definitely feel that men, and again, it's not a gender thing, or it's not a sexist thing at all. Like, it was really just kind of based on the feelings that some men and conceptions are that they might need to live up to certain standards or expectations as well. Like, but I do feel that body image is definitely a big one, that if you're not fit and strong and have a six pack or whatever, that a lot of men feel that, you know, they're not very far inferior to those that do. Like, and a lot of that kind of comes down to social media and the environment that you're in as well. Like, because if you feel that you're under pressure to look a certain way, then maybe that's not the place to be for you. And I definitely think that, you know, that shouldn't be the case. Like, you should be happy with the body that you're in. You shouldn't have to kind of give in to the pressures of having to look a certain way. And look, that avenue kind of leads down so many different roads as well. Like, because look, you could talk a lot about body image and your own self-worth and the routes people go down to try and look a certain way as well, and the stress it causes people then as well, and men in particular then too. Like, and look, and females definitely have it as well, because I suppose we would have seen years ago the size zero models that you would see, like, and girls going to extreme measures to try and look a certain way, like, and that anorexia that they experience. And it's just not a good look, especially for the younger generation looking up to these people. Like, so I definitely feel that, you know, a lot of the social media stuff I would put out, I suppose, is more information. It's not trying to gather clicks or views or anything like that as well. It's just, I suppose, helping lads to break that unfulfilling cycle of feeling that they need to look a certain way or to be a certain type of achiever or be at a certain status within their society or community.
I know that video that you made that we've just referred to, that you've just talked a little bit more about, it received mixed reaction because some people were saying these issues aren't unique to men, which you have just touched on. This, of course, isn't something that's specifically an issue for men, and I don't believe that that is what you are claiming in any regard. You were just trying to get that across as an advocate for men's mental health in particular, which is very important, of course. But for people that haven't quite gathered that up to this point, how would you respond to that perspective, kind of that more negative or, the more negative, I suppose, response that you did get on that video?
Yeah, I suppose, it wasn't something that I was looking to get a response out of. A lot of the stuff I would put up was just more awareness than anything else. Like, look, I don't really care or worry about views or likes or anything like that as well. And I was even thinking about this before we came on as well. The whole cliche things people might say is that, oh, sure, if it helps one person, then I've my job done. And that's great as well in a way. But I suppose with what I've started and wanted to create with Yana, the men's group that I'm running, is that I do want to help loads of people. I do want to create, I suppose, a space where men feel comfortable, no matter what their age, no matter what their ability is, and regardless of, you know, whether they're vulnerable and feeling lost or whether they just want to be there to support a friend. Like, it's not a case where you have to have something wrong with you to come to a run club or a workshop or whatever. It could be just a thing that you're interested in, and that's great, and that's exactly what we wanted to do, is just create a place where lads don't have to worry about time or money to join in on certain things or exercises. You know, we've done plenty of hikes and just workshops there as well, and any of the stuff that, you know, I suppose the workshops that we do charge for is just kind of cover cost. I suppose the mixed reaction that it got was that, I suppose, people would have seen it as that every man is maybe experiencing this, that you have to earn a certain wage, or you have to drive a certain car, or you have to look a certain way, or you have to be a certain colour, or your hair has to be a certain way, or whatever as well. And that's not the expectation. Like, I mean, there's people that are, I suppose, discriminated against because of their age or their sex or where they're from, their environmental background, the jobs that they do. Like, but every job, every person, everybody has their place in society as well. Like,
self-worth is such a big part of Yana Empower as well, which you've touched on that you're a part of. Tell me more about that and why it's very important to you personally as well.
I don't think there's anything, I suppose, extraordinary about my own journey. Like, everybody's life is extraordinary as it is anyway. But I think when I was younger, I probably suffered a little bit with just anxiety and not knowing what I wanted to do in my life. And again, felt like I had to live up to certain pressures or expectations at certain times. And it's not a thing where my family or my friends placed them on me. It was just a thing where you'd see certain people live in a certain way, and it was like, oh, I have to be like that, and why aren't I like that? And it was just that kind of vicious cycle in my head that I needed to be a certain way. So and I suppose the reason why I created Yana and started it was that when I was kind of feeling at my lowest, after I told my cruise there back in 2018, I didn't really have, I suppose, a group to kind of fit into, because I wasn't able to play rugby, which was a big part of my life. And I guess I didn't know where to turn to, like, and it wasn't a thing where any of my rugby friends were like distancing me from the group or anything like that. It was just, I didn't feel a part of it. And then that was just something I struggled with as well, because when that was taken away from me, I didn't know who I was or what I needed to do. And that was kind of one of the reasons why I created Yana, because again, there's no pressures or expectations to be as physically fit or to be a certain way. And I guess it was just somewhere where lads could come and just be themselves, regardless of their age, what they're able to do, or, you know, what their, I suppose, what their abilities are or their status in life in general. It's just come as you are, and it's great to have you there, I suppose.
For people hearing about Yana Empower for the first time, can you just share with me, like, what exactly you guys do as a group? I've got a real good sense there of who is welcome and why it's been set up, but what type of activities, meetups do you guys do?
So Yana stands, YANA, so it stands for You Are Never Alone. Mm-hmm. And again, that was the kind of meaning behind it as well. We run workshops every so often as well. Again, I'm working a full-time job and also studying. Like, so in terms of time, they're, I suppose, very infrequent at the moment as well, but we're hoping to run another workshop soon enough over the summer. So we're trying to do workshops based on helping men, and I suppose showing them how both they can be both physically and mentally strong, but bringing in guest speakers and doing just exercises, I suppose, on looking at different perspectives in life, and I suppose helping them, you know, get out of their own way in a way as well. We also do a run club every Wednesday, and again, that's just more of a social thing. So we normally only have maybe 3 or 4 lads come to the run club every week, but again, regardless of whether they're 3 or 4, or I think we had, was it 18 or 19 one week as well, back when we started last year, you know, everyone's welcome regardless of age or ability, whatever. If people want to walk, I'll walk with them. Some lads want to run, they're training for the Great Limerick Run there in a couple of weeks' time, which is great as well. So, yeah, between the run club and the workshops, we're also doing a podcast as well. So just between getting a couple of guest speakers on there too. Again, it's just raising awareness and I suppose helping men that might be struggling in their lives through, you know, anxiety or mental health struggles as well. And just giving them that sense of connection and purpose that, you know, regardless of the struggles that they're going through, that they are never alone in this. There's help out there for them as well. And a lot of it, again, like I said, is raising awareness at the moment. And I suppose to go to a deeper level, it was kind of one of the reasons why I wanted to go back and do counselling and psychotherapy, was to actually provide that professional help on a one-to-one level. So I suppose the long-term goal for Jana is that we'll be able to provide the one-to-one service, but also that there'll be a lot more kind of group activities between run clubs. If you're up in Dublin, there's some great groups there called the Blue Balls Club. They go swimming, sea swimming in the 40 foot. There's a couple of clubs like that around the country. There's actually another guy down in Cork, Andrew Desmond, who has the Undeniable Club. He's based in Skibbereen, that does something very similar to this as well, just I suppose promoting men's physical health, but also like doing mental health workshops and stuff as well, and really just I suppose like making sure that lads don't have to suffer alone in this as well, and just providing that support and connection for them if they're struggling in life at the moment as well. So
where can we find you on social media? I'm sure that there is someone listening this evening who has really resonated a lot with what you've said there about the struggles, and are eager to seek support, break the cycle, get involved in things. Where can we find you?
So I'm on Instagram. I have about 3 or 4 different Instagram pages, like, so it's hard to manage them all, but the one I'm most active on is Jana Empower, or they can find me on CS Strength Coach as well. I must change that Instagram handle, but I won't change it for a few weeks until anybody listening to this follows us on it first. I do go on TikTok every now and again as well. I try not to go on it too much, because as you've probably seen from that video, there's a lot of comments on it as well. Some of them are nice, some of them are nasty, so try not to look at them either as well. But again, it's just, I suppose, the social media is just to raise awareness as well, and to put more positive stuff out there too. So
well, Colm, I do really appreciate you joining me on the show this evening. Thank you so much for that, and I'm sure we will catch up with you again in iRadio's group chat about all of this, and the best of luck with everything over the next little while.
Lovely. Thanks a million, Valerie. Thank you.
This is iRadio's group chat. If you're talking about it,
we're talking about it
on iRadio.